Well, take hundreds of pounds of unwanted scrap, metal, plastic, you name it, and let dozens of creative people have at it, and what do you get? You get what organizers call one of Michigan's coolest and greenest festivals, Old Town Scrap Fest. For the seventh year, artists and welders and craftspeople from around Michigan will unveil their recycled and upcycled creations in Old Town Lansing. The event this Friday and Saturday will also feature live music, family activities, a beer tent, an auction, and more. And to learn more about Old Town Scrap Fest, we welcome Austin Ashley, Executive Director of the Old Town Commercial Association. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You've got 17 teams of artists, and on your website it says 500 pounds of scrap, 2 weeks. What does that mean?
So that is how our festival works, is that it starts with a collection day, and we have 1 hour for the teams to go into Friedland Industries, and they can pick up to 500 pounds of scrap. And I do want to point out that scrap's not something that's unwanted. It's just not something that has its new purpose yet.
Okay.
little correction there, just because it really is. I mean, when we look at scrap and Friedland Industries and how they handle scrap and as a recycling facility and scrap processing facility, that scrap is definitely something that is necessary for our economy. Mm. But then to take it and to upcycle it and to make it into something new and give it more value, that's what Scrap Fest is all about.
Gotcha.
So we take that time, that hour, to collect 500 pounds of scrap, and then the teams have 2 weeks to turn it into something amazing.
So they get to pick the scrap that they want. There isn't a scrap Nazi who says, you will take this 500 pounds of stuff and turn it into something.
No, no. They shotgun start, and the teams run in and frantically fight over. Actually, they don't fight too much, but some pieces are a little contestative if they want that wheel well for a really good solid base.
Now, do the teams, so the teams come up with their ideas, do the teams come up with their ideas as they're collecting the scrap and they kind of pick and choose accordingly? How do you think that works?
Well, you know, and I think it depends on the team. Some teams we have come in with ideas, and they're looking for specific items to fulfill those ideas. Some come in with just a general idea and let the scrap speak to them, and some just go full force of, well, I like this piece, and then what can I make with it? You know, some pieces, for example, we have a Michigan table. It's both peninsulas, and the way in which they constructed it, it's a bunch of smaller pieces welded together. So they went in for it, definitely looking for some of those smaller pieces so they could create the table. And the upper peninsula is actually upper, so that it is the bar to complement the table.
Sure. Talk to us about some of these creations. I mean, some of them are beautiful. Some are entertaining. A lot of variety with what comes out.
Absolutely. So this year, we have some kinetic sculptures. One of them, you turn a wheel, and it's actually a whale, and the whale swims when you turn the wheel. Mm. So it's something that the picture on the website, oldtownscrapfest.org, can't really convey to you, but you have to see in person. We have a Spartan, not an MSU Spartan, but definitely a Sparta Spartan, one of the 300, and it is 8 foot tall with an 11 foot spear. And, you know, that piece in particular, it's actually a state worker. His team, he's a state worker, but he's a blacksmith on the side. Mm. So he was able to take giant, you know, 2-inch bars of steel and then heat it up and then pound it into the joints and into the bones of the Spartan. We have several bugs this year. I don't know how we got a couple bugs, but we did. We have a 10-foot lighthouse that's all brushed steel, so it's nice and shiny, mm-hmm. beautiful for a lake house or a garden or maybe a foyer of a business. We have a dragon, we have a phoenix, we have a fountain, we have a light post.
They really go nuts, don't they?
They go nuts.
And recycling, I get. Clarify for us what upcycling is.
So upcycling is a better term than reuse. And when we talk about, you know, reduce, reuse, recycling, you know, the three R's, but when we talk about reuse and we talk about the term upcycling, it's taking something and reusing it, but adding more value to it. So it's more than just reusing it. It's reusing it and making it better.
Gotcha. This is the first year you're doing a 2-day event.
It is.
Why is that?
It's grown. it's grown so much in the past 6 years that how could we not make it its own festival and give it more of that market share? And we really have worked really hard to fill up Friday night and all day Saturday to really make it into something really cool. We have family activities from the Broad Art Museum, from Micah Gallery, from Lansing artist Kate Cosgrove, as well as Reach Studio Art Truck. So those are going to be running from 12 to 4, and those are free family events. Actually, the whole festival is free for families to come out and enjoy. There's a small charge to get into the beer tent, but other than that, everything is free.
And explain where exactly in Old Town is this. Where is this from the intersection of Grand River and Turner?
So it's actually in the lot right there at the corner of Turner and Grand River, in Lot 56 or Cesar Chavez Plaza, you know, right next to the Fish Ladder in Burchard Park. So it's right there in that lot. And we have art vendors that are going to be selling either their artworks that are made from upcycled goods or through sustainable practices. We'll have food. We'll have music. We have DJ Ruckus and John Beltran spinning for us on Friday night.
Yeah.
Live music. And then we actually have bands playing all day Saturday. We start at noon on Saturday and run till 11. And Friday night we run from 6 to 10 with our Turner Street Outdoor Theater starting right at 10. It's also free. It's right there in the lot. We have a giant inflatable screen that the Lansing Public Media Center puts up for us. And to kick off Scrap Fest, our video is Big Hero 6, so robots going along with our scrap sculptures.
Oh, boy. Everything you can imagine going on as part of Scrap Fest. We've been talking with Austin Ashley, Executive Director of Lansing's Old Town Commercial Association, about this weekend's first ever two-day event there at the intersection of Cesar Chavez.
Cesar Chavez Plaza, Lot 56. But if you can't remember that, oldtownscrapfest.org.
Very good. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you, Mark.
Enjoy the weekend.
I will.